Hey, hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is the first of the month, Lori Mosley.
Woo-hoo! I'm in the house.
Can I get a what-a-what-a?
Yes. It's so awesome. I heard this morning that it's Nelly's birthday, and he's 49 today.
Nelly,
and you know, that is
singer?
Yeah, Nelly the singer. And you know, that is my husband's name that he calls me as Nelly.
Aww.
He calls me Nelly.
Is it because you like Nelly?
No. And then it's just because he could never say the name Laurie right when I first met him. So now it's been shortened to Nell, but I will also be 49 this year.
Hey,
so
say Laurie right. Did you meet him when y'all were 3 or 4?
I don't know. Just
Laurie.
That is a whole conversation for another day. But anyway, I thought that was cool. But you look different today.
I do. Do I look like a woman who's been traveling?
Yes. You look like you've been around the world and back.
Been around the world and we had the best time singing. Oh, that's, you know what? I can talk about that because it was the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce that took a group of, I guess there was 25 of us total, who went to Italy. Not Italy.
Hey.
Italy.
That's a good place to be, too.
Hey, it is, but I won't need to take a group of 25 for 9 days there. I can just go anytime.
That could be like a whole new reality series.
Italy or Italy?
9 days in Italy.
Anyway, we had a great time. We're going to be planning another trip, so y'all be on the lookout for that. I don't know. Maybe Ireland, Scotland, Greece, France. I don't know. We'll have to see. What's going on with you, Lori?
Well, you know, everybody also looks different this morning because I'm saying that they've got the grin of a win. Can you believe those Texas Rangers?
You know what? I'm so proud of them. That was something else when we were in Italy, and they would say, "Where are you from?" And we'd say, "Texas." Oh, Texas Rangers. Like, that was the only thing we could talk about and have in common. I don't know if my accent was right when I just did that, but basically, Texas Rangers. They brought it up the whole time, and I was proud.
Yeah, proud to be a Texan. Yeah. Well, you missed the Texas Country Reporter Festival.
Tell me all about it.
We had nearly 20,000 people, even in the rain,
really?
In downtown Waxahachie that day. So we thank everybody, all of our sponsors,
yes,
and everybody that braved the rain to come out to be with us. It was a great day. Great festival. So
good.
Looking forward to 2024 and what that brings for us.
I heard we got some insane amount of rain while I was gone.
Yeah, like overnight that night, it was like 5 inches.
Yeah, I got off when we got to DFW and we walked out of the airport, I was like, did we accidentally go to the wrong place? I mean, it was so cold.
Yes.
When I left, we were in shorts.
Yeah, we went from shorts to needing a seat heater. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Can't we just work our way into this 34 degrees or whatever it is out there?
No.
But October was busy. We all know that. We all had a great time.
Yeah.
But now we get to have November.
November, Thanksgiving month. Yay.
Yes. We get to be fully involved in all the pumpkin spice stuff
fully
that you love.
Fully involved.
Fully ingrained in pumpkin spice and everything nice.
Yeah.
So, and also Christmas, you know, I know that K-Man here at KBC does not like to talk about Christmas before Thanksgiving, but it's what happens in our world.
You know what? I used to not, but nowadays I'm kind of like, I can skip Halloween pretty easy, but I'm all about, like, I'll take Thanksgiving during the Halloween time, and then I'm ready to go to Christmas, too.
Yeah, because this Friday and Saturday at the Ellis County Expo building.
Yeah.
We have got the 3rd annual Ellis County Livestock Show and Rodeo Holiday Market.
Oh,
so it kicks off Friday night and then goes all day Saturday, and it's a good market.
Yeah, we have so many good shopping opportunities around here during the holidays.
Yeah, it's a real good market. And you know what I get to do Friday night?
Tell me.
I get to be a co-MC of the fashion show. So I'm not in the fashion show. I'm not in the fashion show.
We're not. At the market.
Yeah, at the market. I get to be a co-MC.
Who are you MCing with?
Miss Kim Van Treese.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You mean you're cheating on me is what you're saying?
I'm cheating on you.
Well, hopefully y'all.
I've got more opportunities.
Hopefully y'all don't sound as good together as the two of us do.
Well, maybe if you want to just come and crash the party. I guarantee you, Kim, the more the merrier on that. So anyway, we'll be MCing that fashion show on Friday night. And again, a great holiday market on Saturday.
Yeah.
And the best thing is all those proceeds go back to the Ellis County Livestock Show and Rodeo, which provides scholarships for the agriculture youth of Ellis County.
Yes, all kinds of, you know, I didn't really realize how much good money and help for school came out of that until my nephew went through it, and I thought, you know what, that's pretty cool. I mean, they give out some bucks in that.
Yeah, that lucky boy, he turned out pretty good, didn't he?
He was pretty lucky.
That lucky boy. That's awesome. And then, you know, as we make our way through the month, too, we've got a Junk in the Trunk in downtown Waxahachie hosted by our downtown merchants. But also on November 11th is going to be the Ellis County Veterans Celebration.
Very nice.
At the Waxahachie Civic Center. That's okay. Where we get to honor all of our military veterans on that day.
Yeah, yeah.
10 a.m. It's a huge event. I mean, just will bring you to tears because it is just so patriotic and what we really need to be thinking about every day. And then the new this year is going to be the unveiling of a life-size bronze statue of Chris Kyle.
What?
Yes, but it even kind of gets even deeper than that. We can talk about this later or actually just come out to the ceremony and learn. But it is an Indian nation that donated the statue to be on tour.
Wow.
And so really it's to honor that warrior spirit. Well, Red Hawk Warrior,
cool.
Chris Kyle.
I think that's very, I like that. I love the backstory.
The Cherokee Nation, the sovereign Cherokee Nation.
That's very cool. I love that.
Yeah.
That
so that's pretty special. Cool there. And then let's see, what else do we have? Also, there's a festival of trees. If you're like, I just really don't want to decorate a tree, you can just go bid on one and win one at the Festival of Trees on November 18th.
Yes.
And then last but certainly not least, we do have our community lighted Christmas parade and the tree lighting on the square on November the 28th.
You know what? I feel like
it's a busy month already.
I feel like our parade has really, I mean, like the last one, I mean, it's impressive.
It's
that
super
lighted
impressive.
Parade is pretty cool. I feel like the first one, you know, people were still trying to figure it out and they were like throwing on a little flashlight or something, but like, as it has evolved, people are really coming out and competing. That video that y'all did, can they find that on the website? You know, the one where you can see the people coming. It looks like a Hallmark movie where they're coming through the parade. I think it's actually on the CVB site.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
I've slept since then.
Well, it's an amazing video, and it has like Christmas music to it, and it's so, I'm going to find it.
Okay.
I'm going to find it, and I'm going to send it to you. It's warm and cozy, and I'm like, this is where we live.
I mean, yeah, we really do feel like we get to live in the middle of a Hallmark movie of the South.
Yeah.
Hallmark
sure.
movie of the South.
Sure.
And, you know, big shout out to Monica Boyd in our office because she's the one that puts all of those parade applications together and works hard to make sure that everybody knows the rules and that you must be lit. You got to be lit to be in the parade.
Well, shoot, I know a lot of people who could be there for that.
You got to be able to light it up. And then, of course, Danielle there at Rail Yard Park, she'll also be doing a jingle jam pre-parade. So you can go write your letters to Santa and all those things. So
jingle with Danielle.
Yes, we're going to take and help just kick it all off and be on a good trend for Christmas.
You know, I'm going through looking at what the chamber has going on, and it just so happens that in November, what we have going on is a lot of different ribbon cuttings, and rather than me going through them all, I would say go to our website and check it out. There's several ribbon cuttings. Also want to give a shout out to the Texas Baptist Home for Children. They have reached 500 adoptions, and they're going to have a celebration this month, but really more than anything, just
that's huge.
Giving them a shout out because, yeah, that's very cool. And then
changing lives of those kids, the next generation. That's awesome.
That's right. And they are in the middle of planning their Dancing with Ellis County Stars. So if you haven't got your tickets for that, that's happening in February 10th.
Mm.
Have you been to one of those? It's very cool.
I have not had the opportunity to attend yet.
I think you're going to end up having to dance in.
No, there is no chance.
Is there no chance?
No chance.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. I'll give him my talents a lot of ways, but that is not one of them.
Well, that's coming up February 10th. So if you want tickets for that, if you know anyone dancing, or if you just want to come check out the show, it's amazing.
It is.
Is there anything else you got going on, girl?
Not that I can think of. Again, we've been busy. We're going to stay busy, and we're just thankful for everybody in the community that comes out to support our event. Just like you said, we can't go through every event, so if you need more information, you can always go to visitwaxahachie.com. Mm-hmm. They're on the internet.
On the interweb.
On the interweb and learn everything everything that we got going on.
Or go to WaxahachieChamber.com.
Yeah, between the two of us, if it doesn't exist there, then it's not happening.
Yeah, it probably, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say, you probably shouldn't even bother. No. And if you know something that's outside of those things, please share it with us. We'd love to promote it as well. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. Bye, Laurie.
Bye, Julie.